Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it is a very, very fun job to have. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight, Wednesday night. We got lots and lots and lots of folks, hundreds of people on the line, as we usually do every Wednesday night for our Meet the Owners conference call with David Sandoval. And tonight's subject is near and dear to my heart and near and dear to my stomach, and it's called Turning Your Kitchen into a Superfood Pharmacy. And for those of you who have never been to the Native Springs Oasis, it's a real treat. It's a fantastic, fantastic property. It's in a beautiful part of the world. David Sandoval is an amazing host. And one of the most joyous parts of being at David Sandoval's home is he does a lot of cooking for us. And he made some fantastic breakfasts, amazing lunches, and unbelievable dinners, all using Perium products and really focusing on organic and non-GMO foods. And I'll tell you what, I ate like a horse, and after every meal, I just never really felt that full because the products were so clean that he was using as the ingredients for the food and the recipes. Even though they tasted delicious, even though I was putting a full plate of food on. I never really felt full or stuffed after I finished. And so, David felt like this would be a really good subject, and I seconded that motion for sure as he shares his food philosophy and talks about the Perium products, but also, other great things that you can keep on hand from the grocery store to make sure that you're eating clean and green and getting the most nutrition out of all of your meals. So, David Sandoval, are you on the line?
I am indeed, David. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and like I said, I had a really great time this past weekend at your ranch, and thanks so much for your hospitality and your fantastic cooking. So I'm going to turn the call over to you so you can talk a little bit about what you get at the grocery store, what Perium products you use for your recipes. So it's going to be fun. Make sure you're taking notes. David Sandoval, everybody.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you, David Litt. It is just an amazing day at the Oasis right now, by the way. We have several volunteers up here, probably 10 volunteers up here right now, getting the property ready. We're planting trees. We're manicuring. It's fun, and we're getting ready for our next events coming up. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you who are on their way up here for PHP Academies and for Blue Diamond trips and everything. It's so great to have you guys up here. I had a great time as well. And one of my favorite things to do is to teach people and to see people really, really enjoy quality food. We tend to think of happy food, comfort food, as being pies and cheesy casseroles and things that we call it comfort food because it sort of makes us feel comfortable, but we know that we're not very comfortable when we add up the calories. And so what I love to do is I love to teach people to make comfort foods that are comfortable because when you go there, it's an awesome place that loves you. I want to go for comfort with something that loves me, with food that's going to love me back. And so, Coya Webb always says, you got to love the food that's going to love you back. So why don't we quote Coya there and say, you got to love the food that's going to love you back. But I put it a different way. People always ask, why do I want Perium? Well, you want Perium because the quality of the food that you eat over your lifetime is going to equal the quality of the life that you live. So as long as they're writing down quotes, the quality of the food that you eat will equal the quality of the life that you live. And that's a quote from me. So when people ask you, why do you take Perium? Why do you want Perium? Why should I take Perium? The answer is really simple. But I'm going to make it complicated. Because Perium is superfood. And if you want a super life, you take super food. If the quality of the life that you live is going to be equal to the quality of the food you eat, and you eat super food, it only stands to reason you're going to have a super life. So what are superfoods? Well, everybody asked that. So let's look at around 10,000 edible species of plants that have been identified by botanists. Let's look at those, and there's more that come from the oceans, so we could probably add another 1,000, but let's say 10,000 edible species of plants from the land and the sea. And when we look at them, we have to be able to separate them. So let's look at a separation process. It's one that I was participating in, and I did it in football, but I'm going to use basketball as an example. In basketball, at parks and at little leagues and little things around, there are hundreds of thousands of young boys and girls playing basketball at what you could call the junior level parks and, you know, recreational leagues. And then when you get into, let's say, 7th and 8th grade, you get on the school team. And not everybody makes that. Maybe everybody might have been playing on the recreational league at the park, but not everybody makes the school team. But still, tens of thousands of kids play, you know, 7th and 8th grade basketball. Still maybe 100,000. But then when you get to high school, and you end up playing at the varsity level in high school, that number has been reduced dramatically. Not everybody who played high school basketball gets to make it on the, eighth grade basketball gets to make it on the varsity high school team, that's for sure. So there's a big separation there. And then when you go on to college basketball, and within college, the NCAA Division I, there's a big separation as well. And then to make it to the pros, to get into the NBA, where there are only 30 teams that carry 11 players each, there's only 330 jobs left. Out of the probably 800,000 kids who started playing basketball in California alone, and there's 50 states, you could imagine that there's a lot more people playing, kids playing basketball. Only 330 are playing in the NBA in any season, a very elite class of people. Now, within that elite class of people, you also have the Michael Jordans, who rise above and beyond even that elite class of people. So we've already selected the foods that we like to eat, and that would, I would say, to be the high school level. And then we found foods that are better for us, fruits and vegetables and whole grains and things like that. So I'd call that the college level. But when you start playing in the big leagues, when you start playing in that 0.1%, that's when you're talking Purium. That's when you're getting into the Hall of Fame players, the Michael Jordans and the Wilt Chamberlains, et cetera. So we've got this amazing food, and we need to learn, how do we select it? How do we select the food that we're going to eat? How do we prepare superfood for our super life and our super bodies and our super energy and our super abundant health that we want and we deserve and we can achieve? Well, the quality of any meal, quote time again, is only as good as the ingredients within that meal. The quality of any nutritional supplement is only as good as the ingredients that go into that nutritional supplement, and more importantly, the ingredients that do not. So I have created a very selective list. If anybody has done a 10-day transformation within the last 6 or 8 months, you will have gotten my approved food list. If you did not, it is available online. And my approved food list is a fairly comprehensive, non-exhaustive list, meaning it could still be added to. And I believe that's what it means, otherwise I just misspoke. Apologies given. So I've got this list that can be expanded upon, which is pretty thorough. And on that list, I have given my all-star team of foods I believe that you should get into your diet in addition to the Purium foods, in addition to the Hall of Fame foods. We've given you some all-star foods and, you know, some big league foods. And from those, any meal you make is only as good as the ingredients from which it is comprised of. For example, I made what's called a frittata. A frittata is an amazing, it is not vegan, I have to tell you that. It can be vegetarian, and we always make vegetarian options and vegan options, by the way. We had a raw oatmeal. Does anybody know how to make raw oatmeal? I could teach you that right now. I love it, and you could add a little love into it. So here's what I do. You take rolled oats. You get raw organic rolled oats, and you mix them with the appropriate amount of water. I usually use about 3 times the water as I do on steel-cut oats, but on rolled oats, you don't need that much. It's more of a 2-to-1 ratio. And you could add a little bit of water after they soaked up that if you feel you need to. To the rolled oats, you will add raisins, date chunks. You can add, as I do, cinnamon and a little bit of coconut sap sugar if you desire. I also add a nice couple of scoops of Love Super Meal. In addition to that, I add a little bit of either coconut water or almond milk for a little bit of extra flavor. Again, cinnamon, some sweetness, some extra sweetness with the sweetness could come from, like I said, dates or raisins or cranberries for tartness if you want. Just dress it up as you like. I put pine nuts in mine. I put chopped almonds in mine, but I get a little crazy. But either way, the key is to soak it overnight, and the next morning you have raw oatmeal. Just before you go to bed, add a little bit of water. If you start it 3 or 4 hours before bed, add a little more water if you feel you need to, or in the morning as soon as you wake up. I then dice some apples, a little bit of cinnamon. You could put diced apples on top if you want. I like that. And voila, you've got a raw oatmeal. Now remember, you could warm that all up. You could warm that all up to like 110 degrees. It's still well below the threshold by which any enzymes are threatened. And it could be a warm raw oatmeal. Another one of the favorite things I love to make for people in the evening was our apothecary with some raw apple juice that had been gently warmed, cinnamon added, and the apothecary. And yes, it does add some calories, I agree. But if you want a really delicious snack, and remember, cinnamon helps control blood glucose. So adding cinnamon is a nice addition for that very reason. This is how you practice phytochemistry. Yes, I have some sugar, but most of the sugar is coming from the tart cherry. And the tart cherry is a very, very healthy sugar. We have the other sugar coming from raw apple juice, which has all of the fiber in it as well. I don't mean all the fiber, but a lot of excellent fiber. It has the acids. Raw apple juice has the acids that help break down bodies, like little bone fragments and sometimes even stones in your body. So adding raw apple juice to the tart cherry, warming it up, adding cinnamon to control the sugar, amazing, just knockout punch, we call it. I love to incorporate Purium drinks into recipes. For example, you all know that when you add pineapple juice and orange juice and some water, and then the tart cherry concentrate with ice cubes, you have what literally tastes like Hawaiian punch that we all supposedly, you know, I mean probably, not supposedly, we all probably loved as kids. I know I did. And yet I would never drink it today with the artificial colors, sweeteners, and flavors and all the high fructose corn syrup and all that. But if you mix apothecary with pineapple juice and a little orange juice, you could add a little bit of mango and tangerine if you want to get really wild. Some lemon, squeezes of lemon, give it a tartness that's pretty cool. But either way, you can make some delicious fruit punch with tart cherry. And, you know, that's one of my favorite things. But I digress. With every food category, if it's protein, I am going to give you suggestions on proteins. And, of course, within Purium, if you're talking about superfood, you know that we have super protein. We already know that. We have super protein in the master aminos. We have super protein in, you know, our, spirulina. The two highest quality sources of protein on the planet. But let's say we're not always at the highest echelon. Let's say we want to have protein, but we want to have a lower echelon. Where do you go then? Well, guess what? Broccoli, and I love broccoli. Maybe I'm a weirdo. I love broccoli. 24 to 28% protein. That's a lot of protein, and you can eat a lot of broccoli. And guess what? When you eat broccoli, you're getting all the phytochemicals that actually combat the negative effect of over-consuming broccoli, which means you could never over-consume protein if you get it from broccoli. Isn't that pretty cool? Yeah, because all the excess protein will just be guided out of your body after you've used enough. You know, I love to allow people their indulgences. I really do. So this weekend, I served, close your ears, my vegan friends, I truly do apologize. I served bacon and sausage, but it came from organic turkey meat that had not been cured. There were no pork, casings. And again, it was used more as a spice. We put a little bit in the frittata. But so getting back to the frittata. We had purple potatoes. Now, if you don't know about purple potatoes are the type of potatoes that are anti-inflammatory, so anti-inflammatory that they're better than blueberries for fighting inflammation. And last time I checked, people are willing to eat a lot more potatoes by weight than blueberries. If you ate as many blueberries by weight as you did potatoes, you would be eating a lot of blueberries at a very, very high price. So the cost effectiveness of eating purple potatoes and the trade-off of cooking them in coconut oil, avocado oil, and grapeseed oil, three very healthy oils that are anti-inflammatory as well, it's amazing. You're now creating healthy fried potatoes in a pan. You start throwing in broccoli and some zucchini, some onions, and some other veggies of your choice. We use several different varieties. We even made one with Brussels sprouts that was amazing. And then if you want to, sprinkle in some chopped up pieces of sausage. Don't give people like 5 pieces of sausage. Take one sausage link, chop it into 8 pieces, spread it throughout an omelet, and people feel like they're getting the taste and the texture of meat and they've hardly eaten any at all. So I don't mind giving people what they want. I like to give it to them in moderation, show them how meat could be used as a spice if they choose to use it as opposed to a meal. Now, again, healthy potatoes that are anti-inflammatory, never cooked to a heat that causes acrylamide, which is a cancer-causing chemical created by the starch of potatoes cooked at high heat. No acrylamide, anti-inflammatory, healthy fat, high quality vegetables, and then you take eggs that are, again, there's different varieties, but you want nothing less than free range, but even free range is not as good as free roaming. And free roaming means they actually have several yards per bird to go in and not just, being able to get out of their cage for a little bit each day. But either way, you want to get organic free range or free roaming eggs. And, you know, you just pour that over the top. You've sauteed everything in the pan. You got your potatoes. You start those first. Then you get your onions and your bell peppers because you want to soften those up. Then you put in your broccoli because you want to keep that from getting too overcooked. Your zucchini a minute later. You stir all this up, and then you put a dome over it, get it nice and hot. You have your eggs beat on the side. You pour them in where the pan is very hot. It begins to cook around the outside. You take a wooden spoon, mix in a little bit to make sure the veggies and eggs are easily evenly distributed, and then you put it in the oven. You start it on bake, and then once you see that it's mostly hardened but it's still a little jiggly on the top, you change it to broil. As it starts to cook on the top and create a crust, if you want, you add a little bit of cheese, but either way, you put a dome on it at that point. If you don't have a dome, use wax paper or cooking paper, cookie paper, whatever they call it, and that creates a dome, and that holds the moisture in. As soon as you can put a fork through it and it doesn't come out wet, it's ready. And it is pretty awesome. I make mine. One is straight veggie delight. Another has a little bit of meat as a spice, and I always make one called the meat lovers because you never know what someone's sensibilities are. And that I put a little more meat in, and maybe a few less veggies because you have to make room for the extra meat. But the bottom line is we typically make three frittatas to fit everybody's sensibilities, and then we make the raw oatmeal for the people who are into raw. And it's gluten-free oatmeal, by the way, and people like that. They like the fact they have oatmeal, but it's gluten-free. So we try to reach into, you know, your lives and accommodate you where you're at, and that's what the continuation is all about. Transformation to continuation, okay? That is our motto. This is a lifestyle. It's like a club. So another one of my recipes that people really, really loved is I call an all-you-could-eat meal. People love all-you-could-eat meals because, as David Litt said, I sent people away with very full stomachs, that really satisfied feeling that you ate all you wanted and maybe a little bit more. And you walked away going, oh, my God, I don't feel like it was Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? There's no passing out, food coma, all that uneasy feeling because the food very quickly was being digested and absorbed and utilized. And so I love cabbage soup. Do you want me to throw out my recipe for cabbage soup, David Litt, if you're listening, because everybody really loved that? It's one of those all-you-can-eat meals, and I'm not a master chef, so you dress it up as you like, as long as you don't add ingredients that I wouldn't approve of. And then we got the list. So I start with creating stock like everybody does, the holy trio, carrots, celery, and onion. I chop the onion and the celery really, really small, and I try to use all the end parts of the carrot, and I boil those down, and then I pull them out. I boil them like for about 45 minutes at fairly decent heat until I get all of this basic broth out of there. Then I actually pull those out, and then I chop up more onions, carrots, and celery in bite-sized pieces that'll be part of the soup, and I don't expect those to impart as much of the flavor as the finely chopped pieces that went into creating the original broth, or the stock, if you would. Again, I love carrots, onions, and and celery, but I also personally use garlic and bell pepper in that mix as well, and a little bit of cayenne pepper. I get it all boiled down, and then I add in the cabbage, which I quarter or cut into eighths, depending upon the size, and the other vegetables. I add a little bit of better than bouillon sometimes. It's a non-GMO vegetable base. But a lot of times I don't have it, but you could try that if you like a little extra flavor. I boil all of this on very low, pretty much for 3 hours, and let all those flavors mix. And about halfway through, I add some diced tomatoes and a couple of more spicy things. Like I said, some bell pepper, maybe a little more cayenne, and it gives it this beautiful red hue. The cayenne, the red bell pepper, and the tomatoes, all of a sudden the broth takes on this little beautiful red hue, and you boil that down. Now, you can add things. For example, I have added whole grain pasta or gluten-free pasta made from quinoa, but that has to be in moderation. This is an all-you-could-eat meal. You could also add kidney beans, which gives it a really, like, a big, giant kidney beans, which gives it the flavor of meat. Now, if you want, and I'm okay with this, I took four, this is to feed 8 to 10 people. I took four organic thighs and I boiled them in broth on the side, the broth that came out of the soup. I boiled the four organic chicken thighs on the side, and then I invited people to add that. I chopped it and added that into half of the soup, left half vegan and half with the chicken thigh meat. And that tastes a lot like people who've ever had corned beef and cabbage. It tastes a lot like that meal, which is very much of a comfort food. Now, I think I have time for one more. Let me just check. It'll be a very quick one. Yes, we do. I love chili beans. And when you mix the right type of beans, you get a big function. How many of you knew that fava beans actually had L-DOPA, and that L-DOPA is the precursor to L-dopamine, and L-dopamine is what keeps you from getting Parkinson's disease? And you could add fava beans into your 4, 6, or 9 bean chili. The more beans, the better, but I always include fava beans. I also include kidney beans because, you know, those are amazing. And pinto beans. Now, guess what else? If you make some healthy brown rice, this is in a rice steamer, this is an awesome gluten-free, amazing protein, all-you-could-eat meal. Now, all you need to do to spice chili beans, honestly, is onions, garlic, some type of cayenne pepper or red chili powder, salt, and black pepper. That's really the only spices you need. Of course, bell pepper and onions and, you know, and beans and broth. But I'm telling you, and the same thing holds true, if you want to add meat, do the same thing with the chicken thighs. Why chicken thighs? Because dark meat is healthier than white meat for you. We'll cover that on a future segment. But here's the deal. I want you to enjoy food. I want food to be a celebration. I don't want to be the food police. I want to be the food guide. The food police arrest you when you step out of line. The food guide tells you where the good stuff is. And that's what I want to do. So you need to do this. You need to look in your refrigerator and get my approved food list. And you need to begin to get rid of things that have ingredients that are not allowed. Artificial colors, sweeteners, binders, fillers, excipients, GMO ingredients. You got to get rid of things that have artificial fats, and all these preservatives and colors got to go. And then you replace them with the foods on my approved food list. You fill your cupboards and your refrigerator with those approved foods. And I've got one more big piece of advice for you. Hold on one moment. And that is this, the most important ingredient, the most important ingredient in any meal that you prepare, in any meal prepare, and you will learn this at the PHP Academy, either online or live here with me cooking for you, is that every meal, any meal, is only as good as the ingredients that go into it, but the most important ingredient is love. And the reason the food that is prepared for you all when you come here to the Oasis, like we have people who are coming here in 2 weeks, 10 days now. And when they arrive, one of the things they're going to get spoiled rotten with is high-quality food prepared by me. You know, so if you're coming, I look forward to it. You know, if you want to know how to get here and experience the PHP Academy, you know the email. Try Dave's Way, TryDavesWay at Gmail, and say that, you know, you want to come up here and experience this, because I love being with you guys. I get a little bit grumpy, I'm not going to lie. I get tired, and we work long hours, and sometimes I go, not now, or whatever, but, oh my God, the overall fun we have. And it's good to be around, you know, it's good to be around you guys and show you that I'm human and let you see that, absolutely, I'm just like you, you know, work hard, get tired, laugh, cry, all of that. And so, again, try Dave's Way. If you want to come up here, I'll share some of these meals with you personally. But until then, I've got recipes. I've got approved food list. We've got amazing people out there who are culinary geniuses, way better than me. And they've been putting up recipes as well. So again, it's come. We have an obligation. I consider it a contract that I finish this call on time. I'm already over time. Hope that you're still with me. I'm about to unlock the line, and we're going to do our aloha.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good night, everybody. Love you.
Good night.
Thank you, Dave.